We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, good-hearted viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Yorbird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astor 1 and Hotford 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Opus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorbird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia and Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Bayamí, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Core, Channel 27 on Core Video Cable. In Santa Anita, Piriquay, Channel 30, and in Orqueta, Channel 32 in Damoa SA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernan Darius, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernan Darius. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel Z26 on Tha Tengger Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Suk Patur, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongols. In Dahan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. In Tha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. In Motul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Nostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV and Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Dongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 107 on Tongtai Cable TV. in Chiayi County, Channel 97 on Kuasheng Cable TV, and in Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCA TV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United States donates $3.5 million to Liberia to help provide food supplies to school children. In sustainable energy news, European scientists plan a solar power station 22,300 miles above the Earth. In animal welfare news, Brunei allocates $3.3 million for a center to protect turtles. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 2nd, is the birthday of the President of Algeria, His Excellency Abdelaziz Bouteflika, born in Oujda, Morocco in 1937. President since 1999, His Excellency is dedicated to helping ensure amicable relations between the people of his nation and in other countries in Africa and the Middle East. President Bouteflika was among those nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize in 2008. We respectfully thank you, Your Excellency, President Abdelaziz Bouteflika, for your devotion to bringing about a more harmonious world. May Allah bless you with a joyous birthday.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News update from Haiti. As the island nation struggles to begin recovering from the massive January 12 quake, heavy downpours coming weeks before the rainy season normally begins caused deadly floods in southeastern regions.
At least 8 people lost their lives, with more missing in the port city of Leke, where many homeless quake victims had fled. It's now a matter of time before rains will be heightening the stress of the quake survivors, who live mainly in the capital of Port-au-Prince. Supreme Master Television's correspondent brings us more details on their situation.
It is very hot. It's got to be in the 90s or high 80s. There's nowhere to get shade. And these pieces of fabric, wood, anything that they can put together is providing a little bit of shelter, but it's suffocating underneath it. And for the babies and the children, this is very, very difficult. So this is the reality. This is the reality on the ground. Hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of Haitians are living in those conditions. And they're really worried about the arrival of the rainy season. Most of these buildings will not stand pounding rain, which they most likely will get for a while.
Nous avons un grand besoin ici directement de tentes pour les enfants et les vieillards comme ça pour se loger.
We're going to try to find them tents. We have association members that are bringing them. Reporting for Supreme Master Television from Haiti.
Early on, Supreme Master Qinghai had responded to the desperate lack of rain-resistant shelter and made additional funds available for tent purchase. She has thus far donated $94,000, which includes contributions made specifically for medical and surgical care in the disaster's immediate aftermath and for pain medication to ease the suffering of the wounded as they recovered.
Combined with amounts sent thus far by our global association members, the $428,000 total could obtain $15.3 million in supplies if purchased in the United States based on Haiti's cost of living. With most covering their own travel expenses, our association members are still arriving to provide medical and nutritional sustenance for patients and staff at the major Adventist hospital located in Carrefour, in addition to delivering food supplies to families and orphanages elsewhere.
Per Supreme Master Qinghai's request for updates, the following is a report from our association's relief team in Haiti.
most beloved master, with master's funds and blessings, and support from many centers, more than 2,500 tents were added to the 17 boxes from our collection location, and all are now on their way to be delivered by our relief team. Discovering that there are still a large number of Haitian people without shelter or food, we are making nightly visits after the daily hospital service, bringing more than 1,000 meals to about 500 families and their children. We also distributed the approximately 50 tents that our team members had carried with them to families with children and elderly, and were touched to see some families sharing their 3 or 6 person tents with others, even if it meant doubling the capacity. Meanwhile, a second kitchen is also being built across from the hospital with a larger and better water filter system. Our cooking team will show the local people how to cook vegan cuisine. We are grateful for the support among everyone here in Haiti and thank Master for your endless love. Relief Team in Haiti.
We are grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for allowing us to bring this update to our viewers and to our association's foreign group for sharing this report.
Our thankfulness goes to all nations and personnel for their continued help to the Haitian people. We are thankful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's steadfast assistance and for our association's relief team's dedication. Sending our prayers for the gentle Haitian people's well-being, we look forward to a stabilizing of our ecosphere through our considerate regard of all beings.
Storms pummel Egypt, Jordan, and Palestine. On Thursday, February 25th, rare torrential rains, heavy winds, and high sea waves struck several Egyptian governorates. At least 20 people lost their lives due to primarily travel-related accidents, and 140 others were injured. Electricity in Cairo was also disrupted, and numerous ports were closed for safety.
In Palestine's West Bank city of Ramallah, heavy rains inundated some buildings and caused trees to topple. Meanwhile, heavy rain and snowfall in Jordan caused officials to declare a state of maximum alert in the northern governorate of Ajlun, with many schools and universities closed as crews worked to restore utilities in cities like the capital Amman.
We are grateful all governments and personnel for your safety initiatives and efforts to restore the regularity of fellow citizens' daily life. Our sympathies go to those who have lost loved ones, as we pray for the resiliency of the storm affected, and that such intense weather situations may be alleviated as we more gently care for the environment.
China quake causes regional damage. On Thursday, February 25th, a 5.1 magnitude tremor centered 90 kilometers northwest of the Yunnan provincial capital of Kunming, severely damaged numerous rural homes, injuring at least 11 people. Emergency teams and relief supplies are being delivered by the local Red Cross, as the government also announced that funds would be provided to assist the quake-stricken. Our sincere appreciation, Yunnan government and Red Cross personnel, for your swift and comforting aid. Wishing everyone a soon return to productive day-to-day life, as we pray that such calamities are eased through humanity's kinder regard for the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
U.S. journalist embarks on vegan journey. Mr. Grant Butler, a food and arts writer for The Oregonian, the largest newspaper in the Pacific Northwest region of the USA, decided to adopt a vegan diet for the month of February while chronicling online about his experience. Reflecting in his first entry, entitled Going Vegan, A Lifelong Carnivore Gives Up Meat, Eggs, Dairy, he wrote,
"It's a greener way to eat. All the good intentions of recycling newspapers and hauling reusable bags to the grocery store don't amount to much if I continue to eat in an unsustainable way. While attending last fall's Veg Fest, a fantastic annual event celebrating all things vegan, compassion, and kindness were buzzwords. These are values I aspire to in other aspects of my life, so why not embrace them in the way I eat?
Through the month, Mr. Butler, an experienced cook himself, recommended resources and products he found helpful, saying that part of the fun was discovering the ease of becoming vegan. He described his first grocery shopping adventure.
A happy surprise! While tooling up and down the aisles, I discovered that a lot of foods I already love happen to be vegan. I love Toby's Light Tofu Pate, which comes from Eugene and is made with an eggless mayonnaise. Hood River's Juanita's tortilla chips are as vegan as they are delicious. And the Lebanese staples tabbouleh, tahini, and hummus are totally on the menu.
Moreover, Mr. Butler has been enjoying improvements since living on a plant-based diet, as noted in the following third-week excerpt.
I continue to physically feel great, and I have so much energy that I'm not needing the afternoon coffee or Diet Cola fix to get through the day. The weight is cascading off of me like water over Niagara Falls. And while the energy boost and drop in weight are significant, they feel like dividends on top of experiencing the ever-growing community of Portlanders on a plant-based diet.
Our appreciation, journalist Grant Butler and the Oregonian, for informing readers about the ease of adopting a healthier plant-based diet. Wishing more and more people join the trend and likewise discover the joys of vegan living.
A 21-day plan for kicking the meat habit. Following the enrollment of over 25,000 participants in January 2010, the U.S.-based Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, or PCRM, decided to launch a second free online 21-day vegan kickstart program.
Advocates include celebrities and health experts, such as vegan Hollywood actress Alicia Silverstone, four-time U.S. National Basketball Association champion, and vegan John Sally. Vegan actress, photographer, and filmmaker Chris Carr, renowned scientist and physician Dr. Dean Ornish, and many others. Interested individuals who register online at 21daykickstart.org will receive research-based support for transitioning to the animal-free diet, with materials that include a meal plan, recipes, cooking tips, interactive vegan restaurant guide, as well as celebrities sharing their personal accounts and suggestions. Dr. Neil Bernard, founder and president of PCRM, said low-fat vegan diets are the easiest way to trim excess weight, prevent diabetes, cut cholesterol, lower blood pressure, prevent and reverse heart disease, and reduce cancer risk. They even trim our carbon footprint.
Many thanks, Dr. Barnard, Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, and all others involved for your generous support and encouragement. May everyone soon enjoy the manifold rewards of a life-saving vegan diet.
And how about pizza? Leave off the cheese, add extra tomato sauce, and all the vegetables.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Moroccan poet honored with Maghreb Culture Prize. Mr. Mohamed Benes was presented with the award by Tunisian President Zain El Abidine Ben Ali in recognition of his lifetime literary and poetic accomplishments. Having authored over 20 books of poetry, prose, and essays, the Moroccan poet has also been distinguished with several other literary prizes. Our warm accolades, poet Mohamed Benes, on your deserved recognition. May Allah bless you to continue sharing your talent for the upliftment of readers everywhere.
Save Our Planet, India halts genetically modified food crops. Citing concerns for human health and the environment, the government of India has decided not to introduce genetically modified brinjals or eggplant, the nation's third most important crop after potatoes and tomatoes.
India's Environment and Forestry Minister Jairam Ramesh stated that although the measure was proposed as a way to stabilize food prices and ease impacts of climate change, such as declining yields, concerns expressed by environmentalists and farmers, as well as the potential hazard to public health, made it too large a risk. Research thus far has shown that besides human health risks, genetically modified crops also require increased application of pesticides and have not been noted to produce higher crop yields.
We thank you, Your Excellency, and India for your careful consideration and wish to safeguard human health, wishing that organic plant-based farming may continue to flourish in India, providing wholesome nourishment for all.
In a March 2009 video conference in Mexico, Supreme Master Ching Hai cautioned about the effects of such practices as genetic modification, offering an alternative that also addresses climate change.
Genetically modified food is not very good for health. We don't need that. If we don't rise anymore, we have enough food, extra, for everybody, even to feed freely to the hungry people, free of charge, and still have 1 billion portion left over. And organic farming yields plentiful food, and at the same time absorb 40% of CO2. So organic farming is good for everything, and good for us, and good for the farmers to have new jobs. Good for our health. Yes, good for the planet.
Save Our Planet, rainforest nations commit to preservation. Dignitaries of 11 countries with tropical rainforests came together in Bali, Indonesia, to discuss issues including biodiversity, climate change, and sustainable forest management. At the meeting's conclusion, the ministers from Indonesia, Brazil, Gabon, Costa Rica, Congo, Cameroon, Colombia, Malaysia, Papua New Guinea, Peru, and Democratic Republic of Congo unanimously vowed to maintain their tropical woodlands in a sustainable manner.
All the countries, including newest members Guyana and Suriname, also agreed that rainforest protection must be considered a key element to future international climate dialogue. A big bravo, Your Excellencies and participating governments, for your noble initiative and pledge. Blessed be our world, as nations unite to restore the precious natural ecosystems, home to all life on our planet.
Save Our Planet, a team of British explorers and international experts embarked to measure the Arctic Ocean's carbon dioxide levels and evaluate the impact of rising CO2 on microscopic sea life.
Save Our Planet. Regional officials report that record low water levels in the Mekong River are threatening scarcity for millions in northern Thailand, Laos, and southern China.
Save Our Planet. The International Coffee Organization states that Latin American production fell last year due to warming temperatures, with a further 28% decrease expected the first 3 months of this season.
Save Our Planet. The Sri Lankan government pledges new guidelines to ensure the survival and habitat protection of several sea turtle species known to lay their eggs on shore.
Hello there, this is Hannah the Hippo, and I love my plant-based diet. I'm here to share a tip on veggies. Celeriac is a member of the celery family and is also known as celery root. This tasty vegetable is low in saturated fat and is a good source of potassium, phosphorus, and fiber. It is also rich in vitamins B6 and C. Celeriac, after it is peeled, can be eaten raw or cooked deliciously in soups, stews, or casseroles. It's available in some specialty grocery stores or larger supermarkets. Give it a try. Thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thank you for watching. Now for the weather from around the world.
In humanitarian news, the United States donates $3.5 million to Liberia. The funds provided by the United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, will be used to support a rural school feeding program in the West African nation. It will ensure daily cooked meals are given to over 300,000 peoples for approximately 3 months. In addition, food packages will be supplied to girls as an encouragement to families to continue sending the students to school. The initiative is implemented by Liberia's Education Ministry in partnership with the United Nations World Food Program. Our heartfelt gratitude, United States Agency for International Development, Liberian Education Ministry, and the United Nations World Food Program, and heaven bless your generosity and dedication. May the precious Liberian children gain much benefit from your kind collaboration.
In sustainable energy news, European scientists plan to beam energy from space. Engineers from European Aeronautic Defense and Space Company, Astrium, headquartered in Paris, France, will build a solar power station to be launched in the next 5 years. It will be stationed at 22,300 miles above the surface of the Earth and be capable of sending back 10 to 20 kilowatts of power. With a network of satellites, it is envisioned it will be possible to provide worldwide solar energy 24 hours a day. Congratulations, European Aeronautic Defense and Space Company, Astrium, on your exciting green plans. With fantastic developments such as these, coupled with the earth-saving vegan diet, we are sure to move into a bright and glorious era of our planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, Brunei is creating a $3.3 million center to safeguard the exquisite turtles of the area. We'll feed the birds and be right back. More worthwhile news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, peaceful news for a serene world. In animal welfare news, Brunei plans a turtle conservation center. The $3.3 million turtle and management center, located at Marangang Beach, is scheduled to be completed in January 2011. It will provide research facilities and a safe environment for the endangered marine animals to hatch. The center will also support turtle landing site monitoring work and offer information to the public on how they can best help. Our sincere appreciation, Brunei, for your care of our treasured co-inhabitants. May the graceful turtles thrive in safety and happiness on our shared planet for eons to come.
Let's share some fun and laughter with a joke told in Setswana entitled, Eyeglasses.
Mutufe wa noha, nilo hulubona ngaka. Mahlo ha sa bona hantle matsatsing a. Jole ngaka ya mofa di khalase tsa mahlo are a gotle ha o fitile di beketse pedi noha ya gotla ka moraho ha beketse pedi a jotsa ngaka hore ha thaba ngaka yare go bane di khalase ha di a thusana di sebeditse ngaka ke hore jara tse pedi tse fitileng ke ntse ke iphela le pedi ya ho nosetsa.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
سلام خداوند را سپاس که اراده کرده است تا زمین و موجودات را با متحد شدن انسانها در راه نیکی و خیر از طریق افرادی همچون استاد چینگهای دوباره شاد و زنده گرداند. از 22 سالگی و حدود 6 سال است که گیاهخوار شدم و سبکی، آرامش، نشاط و رهایی از کارمای گوشخاری را تجربه می کنم. 4 سال پیش تصمیم گرفتم تا با پسندازم برای داشتن زندگی آرام، پاک و همراهی با طبیعت مزرعه‌ای خریداری کنم که پس از جستجو مزرعه زیبایی را یافتم که متاسفانه سالانه در آن 200 رأس گاو را برای کشتن پرورش می دادن. چون برای خرید آنجا پول بیشتری می خواستم خانه‌ام را نیز فروختم و با خرید این مزرعه به پرورش گاوها برای کشتنشان پایان دادم و 2 گاوداری آنجا را تبدیل به یک گلخانه بزرگ کردم. امیدوارم که در پیشبرد اهداف خیرخواهانتان موفق باشید. هادی از ایران.
Hello, Hadi. How wonderful to hear about your fantastic transition. The cows that you have rescued are surely very grateful to you. Supreme Master Qinghai, in her deep compassion, is devoted to trying to save this planet. We are so fortunate to have her illuminated guidance in these urgent times, clearly showing us the path to goodness and planetary survival, the vegan diet. With Allah's light to you and all the spiritual people of Iran.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your days be blessed with divine inspiration and love. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Saudi Arabia's ambassador to Germany, Dr. Osama bin Abdel Majid Shabakshi, meets with Dr. Peter Pomp of Germany's health ministry to discuss enhanced bilateral cooperation in the healthcare field.
US-based researchers have created a prototype of the perfect insulating material, which completely reflects heat rather than absorbing it, with eventual applications that include homes requiring no external heat source.
As part of the national celebration of Mulud, which commemorates the birthday of Prophet Muhammad, Mauritania's president, Mohamed Ould Abdel Aziz, pardons 100 inmates, including journalist Hanefi Ould Deha.
To protect public health, officials in Oregon, USA warn against eating fish from the Columbia Slough region found to contain potentially damaging levels of mercury, pesticides, heavy metals, and polychlorinated biphenyls.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown offers a formal apology for a migrant program that sent children to other countries, promising $9.2 million to help reunite the now-grown youths with their families.
Researchers at Rush University Medical Center in Illinois, USA, report that belief in a caring God or divine being gave adults who suffered from medically diagnosed mental disorders a 75% greater chance of recovering.
Following a request made by British Grammy-nominated singer and vegetarian Leona Lewis, British music executive and TV talent judge Simon Cowell pledges to join the Meat Free Monday campaign.
Hong Kong announces new tobacco restrictions to be implemented by the end of 2010 that will limit the number of cigarettes passengers can bring into the country, as well as banning duty-free tobacco.
As the first French leader to visit Rwanda since 1994, President Nicolas Sarkozy affirms the hope that mistakes from his country's past can be set aside in favor of renewed and mutually trusting relations with Rwanda.
In a visit arranged by the United Nations, Irish Foreign Minister Michael Martin travels to Gaza, Palestine to assess the humanitarian situation and report on the region's need for reconstructive aid.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.